Session, WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration continuing to move forward with immigration operations in Chicago, threatening to deploy National Guard troops to the city. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker at a roundtable today with an immigration and refugee coalition says the city and state are facing challenges, but he says the community and law enforcement are doing their best to keep the city safe.
The reason that Tom Holman, the reason that Donald Trump, the reason that so many people, you know, are upset and want to attack Chicago is because we're winning.
President Trump not speaking further about a sketch attributed to him in a so-called birthday book for convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, denying it's real. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released that sketch and are pushing to release the full Epstein files. Revised government figures showing U.S. businesses added far fewer jobs in 2024 and early 2025 than previously thought, indicating the labor market may have been significantly weaker. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. There's turbulence ahead for Air Wisconsin employees. The airline has filed a notice with the State Department of Workforce Development, outlining a plan to lay off 127 workers at Appleton International, according to reporting from the Post-Crescent. The layoffs are tied to a potential business shift. If the deal is sealed, layoffs could begin at the end of October. Air Wisconsin laid off hundreds of employees in other rounds earlier this year. The Harlem Globetrotters are turning 100. They're coming to Oshkosh in December, the start of their centennial season tour. They announced their stops yesterday. They'll be at the Oshkosh Arena December 31st. And at the state capitol, Wisconsin Democrats say one of their own colleagues threatened to kill them. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Democratic leaders, including Minority Leader Greta Neubauer and Assistant Minority Leader Kaylin Haywood, say Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez threatened to shoot three of her fellow Democrats over disagreements they'd had. That's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Lawmakers reportedly referred the matter to Capitol Police, and Ortiz-Velez temporarily had her access to the Capitol suspended. At a press conference last week, this is what Minority Leader Neubauer said when she was asked about the situation.
Sylvia Ortiz-Velez informed us that she no longer wish to be a member of our caucus, and per her request, she is no longer a member of the Assembly Democrats, and that's all I'll say on it at this time.
Ortiz-Velez told the Journal Sentinel that her statements were, quote, poorly worded hyperbole, end quote, and her access to the Capitol has since been restored, according to the State Journal. While she has now left the Democratic caucus, she says she'll remain a Democrat. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country, I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but, you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-70s and a small chance of showers through the overnight. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be partly sunny, highs right back to the mid-70s. We push repeat for Thursday and start to crank the heat up for Friday, nearing 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters? Good news. It's on television on Tuesday night for free. Join us next time when we talk with the producer and director.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Is the Tom Hartman program.
Interesting. Trump's press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, is now on TV talking about how Trump didn't approve of where they struck the Hamas leadership in Qatar, and he called them up and said, please don't take back your airplane. I really want it after I leave the White House. We've already invested or set aside almost $1 billion to upgrade it. And, you know, that flying palace, I love all the mahogany and the gold in there. And it's just like, please don't take back the airplane. You realize some of that is tongue in cheek, but, you know, apparently, well, whatever. The image of capitalism has slipped to 54% of Americans say capitalism is a good thing. Now, what astonishes me. And I think it's a sad commentary on our educational system. And I'm going to sound like an old fart for a second here, but when I was a kid, when I was in school, we learned what capitalism was. I don't think anybody knows anymore. I mean, you know, a capitalist. I hear people all the time say, "Oh, I'm a capitalist." Really? You make money with money? Because that's what a capitalist does. A capitalist is a person who earns their income with capital. Right? A laborer is a person who earns their income with the work of their hands. A writer is a person who earns their living writing words. An artist is a person who earns their living drawing pictures or making sculptures or writing poetry. A capitalist is a person who uses capital to make money. A plumber is a person who fixes your plumbing to make money. But somehow we think that, you know, hey, if I agree with a system that has a stock market and companies and CEOs, and that I'm a capitalist. No, you're supporting capitalism, a system. But the real capitalists, there's not a lot of real capitalists in America. In fact, probably numerically, the largest percentage of capitalists in America are retired people, because they're living off their investments. You got a couple hundred thousand bucks in an IRA, and you're living on that money. You're a capitalist. So, anyway, it's a rant that I don't do often enough, and I just think, you know, having people understand what capitalism is, and you know, we don't have pure capitalism in the United States. We haven't had anything close to pure capitalism in the United States, arguably since after the Civil War. I mean, the government has been intervening in the marketplace regularly. Andrew Jackson tried to get us out of that back in, you know, when he went after the Second Bank of America in the 1830s. And the Supreme Court opposed him, and he said, screw you, I'm going to shut it down anyway. That was, you know, an early attempt at what today you would call the Fed. And, you know, and then Lincoln imposed an income tax. And then Lincoln helped subsidize the railroads. And Lincoln bought, you know, took hundreds of thousands of acres of federal land and gave it 70 specific, it was over 70, I believe it was 72, might have been 74, specific grants. I think it was called the Morrill Act to states. There weren't even that many states, right? Some states got two. I know Michigan State University is one of them. They're called land-grant colleges because the land was granted to the state, and then the whole idea was you use that land to make the money to pay for the education so people can go to school for free. You could argue Abraham Lincoln was a socialist. He wanted people to have free education, free college education. And he created 70 land-grant universities. I don't know if the University of Michigan is or not. I'd have to look it up. But anyhow, is that capitalism? No. That's, you know, it's not pure socialism. It's certainly not socialism the way Karl Marx talked about it, which today we refer to as communism. But the fact of the matter is that we have a kind of mixed or hybrid system. We've got a system where capitalism is heavily regulated and in some ways subsidized by our government in ways that we think will benefit the most people, at least in theory. In practice, certainly since the Reagan Revolution, and that's a really important distinction to make, there's this vivid dividing line in the 1980s, of the 1980s. Prior to the 1980s, capitalism, as envisioned by the American government, was regulated in a way that helps the average person. And this is why from the period from the 1930s to the 1980s, you saw the American middle class grow from about 10% of us to over two-thirds of us. Because capitalism benefited the average person. The principal mechanism of that was the Wagner Act of 1935, the National Labor Relations Act, which forced companies to allow a union if their employees voted for it. Now, that got blown up in 1954 with the Taft-Hartley. But Taft-Hartley, although it was federal legislation, it had to be implemented on a state-by-state basis, the so-called right to work for less laws. So, you know, Taft-Hartley has been spreading across the United States like a cancer. And that's a large part, that and Reagan's war on unions, a large part of why, you know, only about 10% of us have a union representing us. I'm a member of a union, SAG-AFTRA. There's other people who are members of unions, but not most people are not represented by a union anymore. So anyhow, when we talk about capitalism in the United States, I don't really know what people are thinking when they say, yes, I like capitalism. Are they saying, yeah, I like my job? Yeah, I like the place where I work? Yes, I like a system where I can start a small business? I mean, if that's what they mean, I'm down with capitalism. I'm good with it. But if they're talking about a system where the richest people can just infinitely get richer and richer and richer, and the consequence of that is that the middle class collapses and the poor people get poorer and poorer and poorer, I'm not in favor of that kind of capitalism. You could argue that that's, you know, raw capitalism, naked capitalism, pure capitalism, where basically the rules are made by the capitalists. Like I said, this is what we had prior to the Civil War. It's what we had to a large extent in the United States, you know, right up until the 1930s, till Franklin Roosevelt. In 1886 or 87, in his State of the Union address, the only Democrat who became president in the post-Civil War era in the 19th century, Grover Cleveland, who was elected twice, oddly, separate terms. There was another term in between. Trump's, I think, the second guy that happened with. But anyhow, Grover Cleveland gave a State of the Union address, and he talked about the iron heel of capital was on the neck of the average working American. It's a fascinating speech. I encourage you to look it up. And that appeal in 1886 or 87 from President Grover Cleveland then led to, in 1890, the Senator Sherman from Ohio proposing the Sherman Antitrust Act, which was not really
I mean, it was put into law it was signed in 1890. But it really didn't get enforced until McKinley died in 1901. He was assassinated, and Teddy Roosevelt, his vice president, became president. And Teddy Roosevelt said, okay, we're going to start enforcing the Sherman Act. We're going to break up these damn companies. And he broke Standard Oil up into 34 companies. He broke up the sugar trust. He broke up the match trust. He broke up the railroad trust. He just went to town. And William Howard Taft, the guy who followed him, same thing. He had two progressive Republican presidents. And then, you know, we got Woodrow Wilson, who was, you know, all in with the Klan, and even though he was a Democrat, and then we had World War I and et cetera, and we don't need a whole history of the early parts of the 20th century. But the point is, you know, what is this, you know, this capitalism? Fewer than half of Democrats, 42%, view capitalism positively. I think we're talking about the excesses of capitalism, right? Democrats are the only group out of Republicans and Independents who view socialism more positively than capitalism, 62% to 42%. Again, what does socialism mean? Another rant altogether.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
But I find it fascinating. That's how Americans are thinking, and I would love to see a little more education out there on the topic. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 96.5 and 98.3 FM, WISS, and 1100 AM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. National Voter Registration Day is coming up on September 16th, with nationwide events to encourage eligible voters to register and check their registration. With no national election as incentive this year, organizers point to local and special elections and a readiness to vote in the 2026 midterms as reasons to consider registering or reviewing registration status. The U.S. Census estimates 174 million Americans were registered to vote in 2024 out of an eligible voting age population of 236 million citizens. Pew Research found 18% of non-voters cited not being registered as a major reason for not voting. For those who are registered, changes in election law, such as more frequent purges of inactive voter registrations and lack of citizenship documents on file, could potentially make millions of Americans ineligible prior to the 2026 midterms. Many states offer online tools to check registration status. National Voter Registration Day's organizers said in a statement that over 1,700 community partners and 3,500 local organizations will participate this year, including municipalities, schools, and support agencies. More information for interested community partners is available at nationalvoterregistrationday.org. We have links to the site and our past series on why more Americans don't vote at americandemocracyminute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member. That's Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Whispers in the shadows, marching in the street, power in the iron fist, silence in the beat. Voices fading quietly, drowned by the fear, history repeating, the warnings crystal clear. They said it could never happen, not in this land, but freedom slips like water, right through our hands. The chilling stage of tyranny.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So what's on your mind today? Ventura in Cypress, California. Hey, Ventura, what's up?
Hey, I had a thought. I never thought I would agree with Trump on anything. But several months ago, I thought that the Department of Defense should be called the Department of War because all we do is go to war all the time. So why are we calling it the Department of Defense? I'm sure my reasons are different than his. His is to just go on the attack on our cities. So what do you think of that?
Makes sense. How does this play out? I mean, you know, I think I'm missing something.
You mean from what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, is it really a Department of Defense or is it a Department of War?
Well, it depends on how you view the country. I mean, the idea of going to Department of Defense rather than the Department of War is that we, as a nation, historically have always said, we're not going to attack other countries unless we're attacked first, unless we're provoked. And therefore, calling it the Department of Defense makes a whole hell of a lot more sense than calling it the Department of War.
Well, that was just my idea. The second thing I wanted to bring up is that the Supreme Court has just ruled that it's okay to go after brown people, and I'm a brown person. Mm-hmm. And I was born in this country, and I was in the Korean War, and I could be picked up
at time.
So I have to carry ID with me wherever I go.
Isn't that crazy, Ventura?
The Supreme Court just ruled that they can pick up brown people. But that same Supreme Court ruled that if you're brown, you can't take that into consideration when you apply to college.
Right. You can't be helped by your race, but you can certainly be hurt.
Say that again?
You cannot be helped by your race. In other words, no more affirmative action, no more programs like that, no more DEI. Yeah. But you can be hurt by your race. You can be discriminated against. You can be picked up. You can be arrested. Yeah. No, I totally get it. Ventura, thank you. Thank you for the call. So, Karen in Seattle. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Well, good morning, and thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Sure. Yeah, just fine.
Oh, great. Well, today is on the Democratic website. It says November starts now for the 2025 elections. And so they're having a kickoff day. And I think that every listener needs to write on the back of the website there. All they have to do is go to Democrats.org, and you have to scan down to the bottom, and it says contact us, and you contact them and tell them what you think it should be for our election, how they should carry on the elections, because I think we need to get corporate money out of the picture, and we need to line up what they've been damning our OTC. Am I right?
Yeah, it does.
And the people who are more socialist, democratic socialists, mm-hmm. and they should embrace that, and a lot of other areas. A lot of other thoughts, because we are a nation of many peoples. And so the Democrats have to reflect that and not be so, I can't say it online.
Thank you for your restraint, Karen. I appreciate it. Karen, thanks for the call. I just went over to Democrats.org and I saw what you're talking about. It's fascinating, yes. And, that is the website for the Democratic Party, so it's a great thing to do. Karen, thank you. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, we talk with the indomitable Stacey Abrams about how to build the big tent for Democrats in 2026 to return this country to the hands of working people. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Terry Barr, and I'm in for Lisa Hale. Well, you've probably driven by what's known as Oshkosh Mills Adventure Golf at this area's outlet mall, and you may have been wondering, what's up? Josh and Rachel Holes own Glow in the Park Mini Golf and recently decided to take a chance with the course near the mall. And after thousands of dollars in renovations to the 30-year-old Mini, it's open again. The couple calls it a great course, which just needed a little love. They also remodeled the clubhouse and added an arcade for more fun adventures. If you're still trying to fit more fun in your September, it may be a good time to drive to this area's hotspots. Melissa Kay breaks down the newest report on gas prices.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average on Monday is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
And an area football coach is driving to the field for the 50th year. Bill Vandervelden is considered the longest tenured coach of any sport in Winneconne High School history. He will be celebrated this season, even though Vandervelden says he is not even close to being ready to give it all up. He loves coaching and the kids that much. Congrats, coach. I'm Terry Barr for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-70s and a small chance of showers through the overnight. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be partly sunny, highs right back to the mid-70s. We push repeat for Thursday and start to crank the heat up for Friday, nearing 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's Civic Media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women don't need to vote as long as they have a husband, apparently. Andrew Watkins breaks down the church that says this and the politicians who are influenced by it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9
all
to 11.
Your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So, you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airways open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa.com and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, as T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with a snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. And when you check out, use the code PINK. Or you can text Tom, my first name, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Use that code PINK. Text fees may apply.
A voice declares the law's been lost. Paper torn from the people's hands. One man's will, a nation damned. This is the dictator's dream, to silence the crowd, erase what it means to choose our. To speak out loud, they want control, but we won't bow. From foreign whispers to the tyrant's throne.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ray in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Yes. Good evening, Tom. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm concerned about, I'm about 75 years old, and I have a retirement, and I have a substantial amount in my savings and checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, I know he can get it, but that's what I've been worried about, whether this man can go in there and take all our money, and basically that don't leave you nothing but your Social Security check.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know what you think about that.
I think that if your money is in a bank that is, you know, insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation up to $250,000, that money is safe.
Good.
And the feds aren't going to come after it. In all probability, your Social Security check is safe because there's so many of us who are on Social Security that they just don't. I mean, it's a political force that, you know, nobody wants to mess with.
Okay.
So, you know, I would rest a little easier, Ray. You know, if you have more than $250,000 in a savings or checking account, you might want to think about, you know, investing it appropriately. But I can't advise you on that. I'm terrible. I've never been a successful investor in my whole entire life. I'm not a good capitalist.
Well, I just want to make sure that he can't go in there and get out money. You know, it yeah. seemed like to me he wants everybody to be completely broke.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Well, they just, you know, the billionaires, and Trump is one of them now. You know, they just want all the money for themselves. You're right about that, but they're going to do it in other ways. They're not just going to snatch it out of our checking accounts. Ray, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Breathe easy. Dave in Valley Ford, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm just calling about the penny. In 1982, they started making pennies out of zinc.
Yeah, I had a caller earlier who pointed that out to me. I was unaware of it.
Yeah, I think they plate them in copper, so they look the same, and so people don't even notice it.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with pennies is that it costs 3 cents to make every penny.
Even though they're made out of zinc.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It's the processing that costs the money.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then just one other thing. Yesterday you were wondering about the African country Eswatini.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Right. In 2018, Swaziland changed its name. The king of Swaziland changed its name to Eswatini.
So
if you remember Swaziland, it's just a small country, mostly surrounded by South Africa.
Yeah, it's just northwest of South Africa, isn't it, or northeast rather? Or am I thinking
right? It's surrounded the three sides by South Africa and the other side by Mozambique.
Right. Okay.
But so that's where Eswatini is.
Thank you for that, Dave. I appreciate
sure.
it. Thanks for both those data points. Much appreciated.
All right.
It's so cool hanging out with some of the smartest people on the planet on this program. Thank you, Dave. Jenna in San Francisco, in the Bay Area anyway. Jenna, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Jenna, I watching this on YouTube, I can't hear you. I'm going to put Jenna on hold. She's been on hold for a bit, so Mateo, if you want to check out line two and see what's going on there. Gloria in Salem. Hey, Gloria, what's up?
Oh, hi. I had something to say about the RFK meeting last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
where Ron Wyden said that he shouldn't be within a million miles of his job, and Senator Maria Cantwell said that, in Washington.
Called him a charlatan.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They just tiptoed around the word eugenics. Not one person said eugenics, and that's exactly what he's doing. And not one I listened to that whole hearing, every word, and they just tiptoed around it. Not one person. Are they afraid? I think they are. I'm scared because I think this is a scary thing. And how did we keep it from happening in 1930? Because they tried this way. They've been trying this since forever.
Yeah.
And how do we keep batting them back? And how do we bat this guy back? And why isn't anybody talking about, we're all going to die. He's going to kill us all because he's going to, if we don't get our vaccine for COVID, I'm 70, I will die.
Yeah. Well, or you could. I just got mine last Thursday, in fact, my COVID vaccine. But I couldn't get it here in Oregon. There's 16 states right now where you can't get a COVID vaccine. I made an appointment at the local CVS, and they canceled it. I made another appointment. They canceled it the day of the appointment. Sean made an appointment.
Holy
they canceled her.
Crap.
So, but we're right on the border of Washington State. We're, just to the north of Portland is the city of Vancouver, Washington. So I made an appointment over in Vancouver, Washington, and boom, they were able to give me the shot. But if you live in one of those 16 states, you're not going to get it. Yeah, I was surprised, Gloria, that there weren't more people taking Bob Kennedy on personally, that there was no discussion of his sex addiction, his affairs, his heroin addiction, the brain worm, his eating roadkill.
Oh, yeah, all that.
It's just he's got such a weird history. Gloria, thanks for the call. I don't have an easy answer about why people are not taking him on, other than, decorum. Janice in Hartley, Delaware. Hey, Janice, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, this is my first time ever calling a talk show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
And I heard you on Sirius XM, and I took and placed an order to, in essence, be able to hear you every day. Tom, I'm calling. My major concern, I am a retired university professor, and one of the courses that I taught was called Global Societies. And in that course, Tom, the textbook actually told us everything that we see transpiring now.
Hmm.
I want to speak to, my mother always said, whenever you look at something, look at why and see what that end is going to be. Tom, we are in a class war. This is a class war between the haves and have-nots. And the nice word, I'm glad you brought up Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because his statement, in essence, was to move from a underclass to the nice word, middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, this is what's happening to us right now. We're in a state, and the occupant of the White House, his intent, he is the front man for the corporate industrial military complex. He did not take over Washington, D.C. because of crime. He took it over so that when people take to the street like a mafioso or fascist state, that area would be protected and under the military complex.
I agree with your analysis.
I'm saying this, Tom, because right now what's going on is the breakdown of any kind of referee. I used to ask my students, if you played in a basketball game or a football game, who is the person that calls fouls? It is the referee. we are entering a state where there's no referee between the haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that because this billionaire club that now is an oligarchy that we are facing, oligarchy meaning the rich are ruling. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? That means all of the things that we are looking at from a myopic point of view, that whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, what is all this, the breakdown is general, is in essence, support that corporate military industrial complex. I want to mention one thing, Tom. Do you remember when Patty Hearst was kidnapped and she came out and said that her parents were a part of that corporate military complex and that their intent was to minimize the population? And with AI, the minimizing of population means first people become defunct. There is no need for the expendable excess of people. Yeah. And we are in this right now, Tom, with all these people being laid off and AI taking over. Could you tell me, you go into a supermarket and it's one person and everybody's checking themselves out. Tom, this is just an example, or a small example of, in essence, the intent of all this that you're the occupant of the White House. I don't like to be blaming this on that one person, because there is a big plan that they have been implementing, as you said, from the time they took over the West to now, in essence, minimizing the value of us as we the people, the who, in essence, incorporate government as a part of the Constitution.
Yeah, Janice.
And they say when the government is not working, that we the people must abolish that government. But now, Tom, this kind of situation is, in essence, rapidly accelerating.
Yeah. Janice, I agree with your analysis. I mean, they declared war on us in 1981 with the election of Ronald Reagan. And it's been ongoing for 44 years. It's a crime against the average American. Janice, thank you. Such a brilliant analysis. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with you. How many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louise has been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Inside Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. Thinking about buying your first home, one of the first steps is getting pre-approved. Pre-approval not only helps you understand what you can afford, but it also gives you an edge when making an offer. At Bank First, we make the process simple. If you're ready to take the first step toward home ownership, let's connect. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases.
From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough, and you know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you maybe next month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, started the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Also, when you check out, to nail down that $45 discount, use the promo code Tom as well. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then use the promo code Tom.
Hair like a flame, said he drained the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffold in lie. Now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure. Now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down in Tallahassee. Then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter where the lies get longer and the truth gets deader. No one's clean. Some get clever. It's the art of the cover-up, baby, now more than ever. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to KTRCR. Our longest and oldest commercial affiliate. What's up?
We love you out here, Tom, so much.
Thank you.
I was thinking about your discussion of capitalism and socialism and capital and labor. And I think that we have a hybrid system, which, you know, I think most countries are. But
yes,
we favor capitalism so heavily that it's really egregious. And, for example, a couple of examples. Since 1980, the stock market has gone from around, I think, 1,200 or 1,000 points to 45,000 points. So it's increased by a factor of 45, and which is just, you know, eye-popping.
Right.
Meanwhile, labor has kind of stayed steady, barely held up with inflation.
Yeah, there's been about an 11% increase in wages, I think, in that period of time.
Yeah, so it's astounding. Meanwhile, taxation on capital has gone down.
Right, and it's down to 20%.
Lower even sometimes.
Yep.
It can even be as low as zero.
Yep.
While with self-employment tax, labor is taxed even higher. So
yep.
I really wish the Democrats would just have a tax department and focus on that and educate, you know, voters about the disadvantages of voting for Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting hearing Cole Stengler describe what's going on in France, because it sounds like Macron is making the same mistake that Bill Clinton did, which is, you know, going along with austerity and neoliberalism. And it just, you know, it blows up in your face. We need, you know, regulated capitalism is a good thing, in my opinion. And we need to regulate it in a way that skews it slightly toward labor rather than heavily toward capital. And ever since which was the case from 1934, right up until 1982 or 1981. But then Reagan declared war on labor and started boosting raw capitalism, and here we are. Jeff, brilliant. Thank you so much for that analysis. I've got to move along. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
The thought came to me with the capital, the budget hearings coming up and the deadline on October the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Would not now be the time to focus on the transferring of funds and the manipulation so that there can be some leverage amongst Republicans and Democrats, because we're talking about the people's service now.
Yeah.
What can be done? Where's the consciousness, you know, to take the gloves off and actually, you know, confront?
Yeah, what you're describing is the process that the White House is probably going through right now. And Scott Bessent, our billionaire Treasury Secretary, he's the guy to oversee this stuff, at least in theory. I mean, you know, I'm sure he's got people who do it for him. But, there's no doubt in my mind that they're planning for it right now. I think the larger view, the bigger picture that we need to keep in mind is that this is going to be a publicity war. This is going to be a PR war. Because if the Democrats filibuster the budget, and force a shutdown of the government, and they have the power to do that, the Republicans need six or seven votes from the Democrats. If they do that, the Republicans are going to try and figure out a way to blame them. And so will the media. We have a Democratic hostile media environment. So it's going to be threading a needle here, Ron. Ron, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Great conversation. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Never was, never will be. It requires you, the demos in democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
Streaming. Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Don't you just wish that you could try out a sport before you actually commit to it? Here's an opportunity for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And your child can try hockey for free. From 1 till 5 on September 13th, your kids can get padded up and join the Oshkosh Warbirds for some fun on the ice. If they've never skated before, no worries, they'll teach you. Equipment is provided, but it's also limited, so you do need to sign up in advance. This is recommended for kids ages 4 through 10. So check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's strike in Doha has killed a Qatari internal security officer. That, according to Qatari officials, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel was targeting Hamas leaders based in Doha, saying Hamas leaders organized the October 7th attacks and continue attacks on Israel. The U.S. says it was not involved. At a White House briefing today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. military informed the Trump administration of the strike in Qatar.
President Trump also spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu after the attack. The Prime Minister told President Trump that he wants to make peace, and quickly. President Trump believes this unfortunate incident could serve as an opportunity for peace.
The UN has condemned the strike. Newly revised government figures showing U.S. employers hired far fewer people last year and up till March of 2025. Those revisions showing 911,000 fewer jobs added. The White House now blaming the Biden administration. This is ABC News.